Well, good morning and welcome to the Coach's Corner. And again, our thanks to our partners, Colfer Meadows, making this Coach's Corner possible every Friday morning. Coach Josh Sellers in studio with us. And wow, what a game at Ogemaw Heights. You take a look at the stats, 89 total points scored between the two teams. 9 touchdowns for the Gladiators, 2 on a kickoff return of 80 yards or more, 2 on passing plays, 1 on a recovered fumble in the end zone, which was a backward lateral or backward pass, and then 4 on running plays. 100 more yards in total offense than your opponent. Your time of possession was almost equal, which again shows about the big plays that we just talked about. And 4 for 4 in the red zone. So is there any other boxes you could imagine checking for a game against Ogemaw?
The only one that I maybe could think of would be a punt return for a touchdown. But everywhere else, I think we scored however you can. Very proud of the young men for, the way they came out of the locker room before the game, at the start of the game. And then to score 28 points the way we scored them in the first quarter was a coach's dream for sure. At halftime, we talked about, hey, we've got a defensive touchdown. Now let's go out there and get a special teams touchdown. Little did I know that Burke and Josh would each run a kickoff back. So we had 2 special teams touchdowns in the second half.
You think about your defense. You're down, well, actually, Ogemaw near the end zone. Mm-hmm. They had their backs against the wall. A backward lateral pass and your defense on the ball, literally, mm-hmm. in the end zone. But mentally, they were in it and spotted that opportunity.
Oh, the reaction when we watched film on Monday, just the reaction of the defense to run to the football. And we always preach that, of course, with the young men is make the official make the call. If it's close, make sure that you err on the side of it's a lateral. And so John Hagelstein and a whole bunch of his white uniformed buddies were on that ball. And it was great to get that as our second touchdown of the game.
Did you get the test that you thought you would against Ogemaw? They had big size. You had to teach your guys to go low on the pad level and so forth. And it looked like that was clicking with the guys.
It was. I didn't expect that kind of a start. And I think that kind of took the air out of Ogemaw's balloon pretty quickly. But again, that's a football team that is big physically and will win some football games this year for sure. But I just think we had a few more athletes on the field last Friday night than they did.
Kudos to the entire team. Your penalties very low, very minimal last week. So that was a good mark for you guys.
Absolutely. That, you know, whenever you try to talk about keys to winning the game, as Don and I talk about before every game, that's a key component. And that's hopefully a trend that we can continue tonight.
Slow starts has been something that we've talked about up to this point. You said you had a heart-to-heart with your guys mm-hmm. in the locker room ahead of time, talking about team identity. Mm-hmm. You feel like it's clicking now?
I think tonight will go a long way in seeing if that's the case. Obviously, that was a big step forward last week. You know, Benzie, we came out of the gates pretty quickly week 1. Week 2, stubbed our toe. Week 3, against Ogemaw, came out hot. And so tonight will kind of either we'll balance the scales back up or it'll kind of push us in the direction of where we want to go with coming out fast.
Well, we'll talk about tonight's game coming up in just a moment. Their opponents, Glen Lake Lakers, not that impressive on their record so far this season, but you can always bet Glen Lake's going to put it all on the field for their game against the Traverse City St. Francis Gladiators. We'll be talking about Coach Sellers about that coming up in just a couple of moments on our Colfer Meadows Coach's Corner of the Week right after this introduction of our Players of the Game. I like to win.
This is Charlie Peterson, a senior quarterback. I wear number 5.
This is Bert Flowers, a junior running back and cornerback. I wear number 11.
This is Josh Groves, a senior and play tight end linebacker for Traverse City St. Francis. I wear number 22.
This is Jacob Grzynski, a senior offensive and defensive lineman for Traverse City St. Francis. I wear number 53.
This is Harrison Franklin, a senior offensive and defensive lineman, and I wear number 55. I like to win.
Well, the Glads took it to the house, and we've got a full house here this morning. And Charlie Peterson, senior captain, quarterback, defensive end, our first up this morning. Passing, Charlie, impressive. 7 of 9, 1 interception, 138 yards passing yards, and 2 touchdowns. You just heard us break down the stats on the scoring. What does it do for you as a quarterback to know that you've got some backup weapons, if you will, back there that are going to help you get some points on the board?
It definitely takes a lot of pressure off the offense. Makes things a lot easier for me because their defense is going to be playing a little more cautious, you know, and that's when you start making mistakes. So it allows the offense to have a little bit more freedom, which is a lot of fun to operate with.
Senior cornerback, you, of course, captain as well. Something that you have to put on your shoulders to try to get your team ready. We were just talking about team identity. You came out in your postgame show. You said that you thought you had flipped the switch this time to come out strong in that first quarter. What did you see?
Well, in pregame, I think the captains got together and we decided that we weren't really at where we wanted to be in our preparation. So we got back to the locker room and I kind of challenged the team a little bit. And I love the way we responded. I think we responded just about as well as you can.
All right. Senior year, game four. Can you believe it?
No, it's going so fast. It's terrible. Yeah. Like, it blows my mind that the season's almost a third over, but I just got to maximize however many games I play. And that year, hopefully it's 14.
Yeah. But, well, if you get 14, you're only a quarter of the way through the season. So that buys you a little more time, but you guys have got to play everyone. Here's your wild card question of the morning this morning. What's your favorite post game food? What do you do?
After every game since freshman year, I'll go to Brady's and I'll do a large pizza and 30 wings and I'll put that down by myself.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Between the end of the game and midnight, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
Every game.
All right. Charlie Peterson, thank you so much and hats off to you for a great game last week. Burke Flowers, number 11, junior running back, defensive back, offensive stats for you. One reception for 18 yards. One TD at 8:10 in the second quarter, tipped ball in the end zone, and you said in the postgame show that you were kind of surprised that you were there, but you were. All-purpose yards, 127, 10 on rushing, 18 receiving, 99 on kick returns. You know, at that point, you get that tipped ball in the end zone, you're up 35-0, and it's kind of like, wow, we've never been here this early in the game. What were you thinking?
I was just thinking that it was great that we had gotten up 35-0. It was only the first half with not much time into the second quarter. I was happy for us. Coach Sellers challenged us before leaving the locker room, and we went right to it. We got to it, got to 35-0. It was feeling great.
7:54 in the fourth quarter, you score an 81-yard kickoff return, take it to the house for another touchdown. And if I recall correctly, that was right down the sideline on the home on your bench side. Mm-hmm. What did you see open up? Were you thinking about a score at that point of the game? We're already rolling some high numbers there.
I took the ball in like 3 yards, like the coaches tell us to, and then I saw a huge gap, and I just went right to it, and there was no one able to touch me there.
No one there, and away you went. It's a wild card question for you this morning. Who's your biggest fan?
I'd say probably my grandpa. He's been to just about every single game I have, no matter how far, how close even. He's always there.
Fantastic. Great family. History and heritage there. Thank you very much, Burke. Josh Groves up next, senior captain, tight end, a linebacker. Two carries, 37 yards, one TD, one kick return. Again, you've got an 80-yard return that goes to the house for the second touchdown of the game. You had three tackles, three assists, and you said that you've talked about, and we've talked about, the slow start and the stepped-up pace and focus. What are you seeing coming out of that Ogama game?
I think coming out of the Ogama game, I mean, we got to keep going up from there this week under Glen Lake, and that's all.
Did you feel something different in the locker room coming out as captains get together and so forth and getting your team ready to go right out of the chute?
When Coach Sellers came into the locker room and was asking us, who are we, that really got us going, I think.
All right, your wild card question this morning. Who's your college football team of choice?
The Michigan Wolverines.
Wolverines. Yeah. Have you been to some of the games yet?
No, a basketball game.
Basketball.
Basketball game.
All right. Basketball is it. All right, let's move on then to moving on over to Jacob Grzynski. Jacob, the post-game show. You mentioned a focus low on pad level and so forth. Obviously, they were big guys, and you saw that what the coaches were telling you to stay low and to get that pad level low. That gave you some confidence.
Yeah, we got a decent-sized line, but just to get to those bigger guys, we got to stay lower than them.
The conversation this week, thinking about leading up, you're going to be seeing some bigger teams coming up toward the end of the season. Do you feel like your technique and your skill set is picking up his line?
Yeah, absolutely. We're building on that every week. Just learning new moves to get around the big guys, for sure.
All right. Your wild card question this morning, what's your favorite vegetable?
My favorite vegetable would probably be broccoli.
Broccoli. All right. Go for the green right there. Okay, so here's your other one, and I hope everybody's done with their breakfast this morning. What vegetable absolutely makes you gag? You just can't handle it.
Probably Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts. Yep. There you go. Broccoli, you got them both in the B category there. All right. Jacob, thanks for coming in this morning. Harrison Franklin, next up, number 55. You are an offensive line defensive tackle. You're talking about momentum. Went your way with stops on the defense and scoring on the offense. Give us an idea of what that does for the defense, knowing that if you're doing your job, then the offense is going to be doing theirs.
I feel like it kind of motivates them and it kind of hypes them up. Like if we do our job on defense, then they'll be more amped up, more hyped up to get the ball down the field and score on them.
All right. And when it comes to the defensive coaching for Glenn Lake, what will you be looking at to try to key in on tonight?
Just staying low, trying to contain my gap, stop the run, because you know, as we've been talking about all week, this is just, as defensive linemen, just stay low, control our gap, and just do our job.
All right. And our wild card question for you, I'm going to go back to the same question. Who's your biggest fan?
Who's my biggest fan? I would say my biggest fan is my mom.
Yeah.
She comes to all my games. She doesn't miss a single one. And she's just, you know, always there supporting me.
All right. Fantastic. Thanks for coming in this morning. Let's get back over to Coach Josh Sellers and what Glenn Lake is going to be looking like tonight. When you think about Glenn Lake and what they normally put on the field, they normally have a good game to come up against you guys.
100%. We know that we're going to get the best effort from Glenn Lake tonight, especially them being at home. Coach Angers will have them ready to go. They started off the season with a win. Then they are in kind of the thick of their schedule. They lost to a very good Kingsley team. They lost to a very good Boyne City team. And now they've got us on the schedule tonight. So we expect to get a very good effort from, I think they have 16 seniors on the team. Mm-hmm. They don't have big numbers overall, but that's a massive senior class.
Yeah. Last year, this was one of the games that got canceled with the COVID thing. So you go back 2 years and your history was a loss against against Glenn Lake at that time.
And don't think that wasn't talked about this week. And not only was it a loss, but Coach Lazinski, our D coordinator, reminded us that it was a bad loss 2 years ago. Now it's 2 years ago. That's a long time ago. The guys sitting around this table were sophomores and freshmen. And I don't know if any of you were involved in that game or not. But it's in the past. It's history. We can't change it. We can only look forward to having a great effort tonight.
All right. And again, the wild card question for you.
Yeah, right. I saw that.
Your wife, Heather, mm-hmm. What's the best meal that she prepares in your mind?
All her meals are great. But I would say, you know, she makes a really mean chili, lasagna, and then just recently a chicken casserole dish that is just out of this world. And we substitute rice with riced cauliflower.
Oh.
So we cut down a little bit there, but it's fantastic. No broccoli in sight, Jacob. Not any florets.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Coach Josh Sellers in studio along with their players of the game. Visit our WLJN Sports website and Threads Custom Gear website for full WLJN Sports experience. You can download our brand new app as well, Good News Media, in your app store. You will find instant access to our streaming for the games. And you can also send us your St. Francis cheer in the open mic feature on our app. And if you are attending another game, would like to help us out in our broadcast team reporting other scores, make sure you text that to us at 231-946-1400. 231-946-1400. Text that to us and we'll get it in the press box. Live game stats on the website as well. And we're uploading some of the game scoring highlights from the Glads this season as well. Check it out at WLJNSports.com. Coach's Corner, a Ministry of Good News Media Incorporated production of WLJN and WLJN Sports.
This has been the WLJN Culver Meadows Coach's Corner of the Week. Be sure to catch next week's program Friday morning at 7:10 here on WLJN 89.9 and 107.9 FM. The pregame show comes up tonight at 6:35. I hope you join us for the broadcast between Traverse City St. Francis and the Glen Lake Lakers. Here's Johnny Dyer.